Stan Lee is the undisputed king of the cameo.
Or is he?
In this episode, we're going to discuss the challenges to his cameo crown and tell you our favourite movie cameos ever. So, Gazza D, Stan Lee, the king of the cameo, surely to God.
Excelsior.
He has to be.
Surely.
So, how many, he's in all the Marvel films, isn't he? How many's he in?
I think it's 37 up until Endgame, and that was it. However, people often say he's in all of these Marvel films, but he was actually before that in the Sam Raimi Superman, Spider-Man.
I'm going to put some dirt in your eye.
He invented the Stan Lee cameo because he's in those three beforehand. And now everyone's saying, well, are those now MCU films because Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is in No Way Home? And,
you can get it's a cat amongst the pigeons, isn't it, Gat? Okay, so when you think of cameo then, Gat, what's the first thing you think of when you think of the movie cameo?
Well, first off, I had to go to the Collins English Dictionary to get the definition.
A cameo is a small role in a film which is played by a well-known actor or celebrity.
Okay.
What do you think of that? Agree?
Vague, innit? And I don't really agree with it, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that one.
All right.
So we just should be clear that when we say cameo as well, we don't mean the currently popular website where lower ranked celebrities, is that a polite way of putting it? Go on there and you can pay to have them send a message to your nana or something, you know, ask them to say whatever you want for like 25 quid or something, even more, 80 quid some of them, aren't they?
Yeah.
56p, and he will read 50 Shades of Grey to your mum in his underpants live in the front room.
Oh, big time. Personalised, yeah, it's a Sheila, this is for you.
My lucky day.
So, all right, so what's the first cameo you think of then? If I said to you guys, movie cameo.
There's a few recent ones, actually, and I don't know if it's because they're recent that they popped to mind. So I think Ryan Reynolds, in his wisdom, his marketing wisdom, he kind of fishes quite a lot in. Mm. So Free Guy, that's been out quite recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a Chris Evans cameo. So
the ginger one.
So the computer game that Free Guy is trying to break away from is being broadcast now to everyone. And he levels up so much that he gets Captain America's shield. And one of the viewers is only Chris Evans. So when he sees Guy using the shield, he's like, what the shit?
Okay. I got a problem with it.
Okay.
These kinds of cameos.
Right.
I don't think it counts if it's an actor. I think it has to be like a sports person or a musician or something like that. Someone you don't expect to be in the film, to be in a film. Because that really... Isn't that just like Ryan Reynolds' mate Chris Evans, who is an actor, doing a guest role rather than a cameo? Because to me, a cameo has got to be a bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit of a wink to the camera, a little bit shit. That's my sort of perspective on the cameo.
Wow.
If it's credible, if it's a credible actor, it doesn't really count. Because when I was researching this, for example, one like Dustin Hoffman in The Holiday popped up. It's like, that's not a cameo. He's an actor, it's Dustin Hoffman, he's one of the greatest actors ever.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? I bet you didn't know. That was all written for the movie. It was a score, technically.
I did know that one.
Can't go anywhere.
Oh my God.
So I have to have like a bit of a comedy thing element to the cameo.
Okay then, sticking on the Ryan Reynolds theme and Deadpool.
Yeah.
What about Brad Pitt as the Vanisher? Because the running joke is he's like the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
And you only see him when he starts getting electrocuted, doesn't he? And he's in for like 7 frames. It's less than a second.
Vanisher!
Maybe the wind can't blow what it can't see.
Yeah, rubbish VFX on it as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even him, is it? They've just like bonked his head on the comped his head into it. And, you know, they've gone, Brad, just do this down the camera and go, and then. But, you know, it's Brad Pitt, isn't it? It's like,
It's a bit shit, that's what I mean.
It's shit. It's funny. I get that. But even so, it sort of thinks, I think it's like a marketing ploy. Like you say, Ryan Reynolds is just going, oh, there's a dead funny thing with Brad Pitt. And they're like, well, that's money in the bank. I like something like, so one of the first ones I thought of when we spoke about movie cameos was Huey Lewis in Back to the Future.
Yeah, good one.
Marty McFly, they're auditioning him and the Pinheads for the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
They get on stage, they burst into a bit of Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
One, two, three.
And that's funny.
Yeah.
The framing's really good. When they sat there, the judging panel, all like this, are really squares.
Yeah.
You know, and he had a song called Hip to Be Square, didn't he?
Funny enough. Did, yeah.
But that's the kind of cameo that I like, with someone with a bit of funny humour in it.
Right.
Like a bit of a nudge to the camera, a bit of a, oh, look, it's Huey Louie. Oh, okay. It should be that. You should do that. You should go, oh, look, it's... you know, there's no guesswork in Brad Pitt in it, is there? There's no, like, surprise. It's just like, oh, yeah. Look, it's Brad Pitt.
Sticking on that, then, what about Alice Cooper in Wayne's World?
Excellent. Love it. Love that one. Love Alice Cooper in Wayne's World. Yeah. Millie Watt Gay. Yeah, because
that's right. This man rocks.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
So I love that one. Another favourite of mine actually comes from Wayne's World, which is Robert Patrick reprising his role from the Terminator 2.
Okay.
As a T-1000.
Right.
When he stops Wayne in the car. And he's like, have you seen this boy? And then he's like, and drives off. It's dead funny.
It is, but he's an actor.
I know, but it's a different spin on it, isn't it? Because he's parodying himself.
All right, okay. So that's allowed.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Give me another one.
I'm just trying to think on your wavelength. What? Okay, then. This is a TV show, and it's kind of like that then. What about when David Brent meets Michael Scott in
Brilliant.
The Office? You like that one?
I love it. Because I'm biased because Ricky Gervais anyway.
Yeah.
But that one is like, it's like... Office inception almost, isn't it? It's the office within the office.
Comedy is a place where the mind goes to tickle itself. That's what she said.
Oh, man.
And I like that one.
Yeah.
Because it's a parody of itself again, Gar.
Yeah.
So it passes the test. Have you got any that you think I might think don't pass the test?
Matt Damon.
Right.
Do you know how I call you Spoon MD?
Spoon MD.
I'm not sure now if I've ever said this to your face. But I think if you looked into the back of a spoon, you would look like Matt Damon.
Let me look at the camera.
We'll put a warpie on it or something. So I think Deadpool again.
Yeah.
And I keep hacking on about this.
Yeah.
But he plays Hillbilly 1.
Right.
And I'm going to come on to Hillbilly 2 in a minute.
Okay. Because
it's another one that I like.
Year.
What?
What year is it?
Some dumbass question is that, Dad?
And it's actually credited not as Matt Damon, but as Dickie Greenleaf.
Okay, it's a different take.
Yeah, so that was Jude Law's character in Talented Mr. Ripley, which obviously Matt Damon was also in.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'd probably give it you.
Yeah.
Because I like Matt Damon and I do look like him in the back of a spoon. So yeah. I've got an affinity with him. But again, it's an actor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, how many things do we see? Like, there's, in Friends, for example, there's loads of cameos in there, right? They're like, Bruce Willis is in it, Billy Crystal, Robin Williams. There's loads of cameos. Isabella Rossellini, all these people. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Do they class as cameos? I don't think they do. I think that's an actor just playing a small part in an episode. It's not a cameo.
I think a cameo it needs to be small. It's okay if it's an actor, but if it's small, just a little pop up and hiya, and then a go.
But that's what I want from it. But
yeah.
These, like, they have multiple scenes. Can't count.
Yeah.
There's multiple scenes. I don't think it can count as a cameo.
Okay.
It's a small role.
Right.
It has got to almost be like Mortal Kombat, where it's like, Toasty! Or an actor, or not an actor, but some person, celebrity or whatever.
That's how about this then? I'm going to talk about Hillbilly 2 now.
Go on then.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, love him, yeah.
He plays animals.
Right? What statement?
Let me expand. So very recently, in a load of Disney stuff, he's played the toucan in Encanto. He's played the rooster, Hey Hey, in Moana. He's played a weasel in Zootopia. And he ain't talking. He's using his voice to portray the animal's noises.
Doesn't count. Definitely doesn't count. Phoning it in.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely phoning it in.
No, because that, you don't even know he's in it. It's only when you go on the IMDb and you're like, oh my gosh, that was Alan again. What
he's,
a lad.
He's only ever going to be Pirate Steve to me. Dodgeball. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. All right, listen. I'm going to set you straight here.
Okay.
With the two best cameos in film history for me.
Okay, go on.
First one, my second favourite. Have you seen Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
They're in the movie theatre. The Gremlins are running amok. There's only one man who can lay down the law in this situation, yeah. That's the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan. The movie theatre manager goes into the audience. Thank God, Hulk's there in full Hulkamania regalia. And he, do you like that? It rhymed, didn't it? I couldn't say fast 10 times. But Hulkster's there, full Hulkamania regalia, and then he does like his wrestling bit.
People pay good money to see this movie. When they go out to a theater, they want cold sodas, hot popcorn, and no monsters in the projection booth. Do I have to come up there myself? Do you think the Grimsters can stand up to the Hulkster? Well, if I were you, I'd run the rest of Gremlins 2 right now. Sorry, folks. It won't happen again.
Yeah. But, you know, it's got everything I require. It's got all the boxes are ticked for my cameo guy. Wooden, shitty, pops up just briefly.
Yeah.
Does a job, goes home.
So before we move off the Hulk, so what about Thunderlips in Rocky 3?
Thunderlips is here. In the flesh, baby.
No, doesn't count.
Too much.
It's he acts it, doesn't he? It's a bit better than, because that's probably his best acting he's done.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Really, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Yeah, he's rubbish in like Three Ninjas or whatever it is that he's in.
Yeah.
And Suburban Commando.
Yeah, Mr. Nanny.
You know what I mean? There you go, another one. So I don't think Thunderlips counts, no.
What about, boom, sword is ready? Macho Man Randy Savage in Spider-Man 1.
Boom, sword is ready!
Come on.
I'll give you it for that impression, but let me move on, guys, to the best cameo.
Go on.
Of all time. It's Billy Idol in The Wedding Singer. That's the best cameo of all time.
Good, yeah.
I mean, interesting tidbit was he was going to play the T-1000 in the Wayne's World scene. Billy Idol, apparently so, but he had a motorbike accident and he couldn't do it, so they got the actual real actor, Robert Patrick, to do it. Mad, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, going to have to go for a second choice, the T-1000.
That's Billy Idol, isn't he? He does what he wants.
Yeah.
But
wow.
The wedding singer, Robbie Hart, is on his way to Vegas in a plane. He's had to get a first class ticket because he wants to stop Julia marrying Glenn Gulia. Bloody Glenn Gulia, boxes he is for him one day. But he's in first class, then a hostess comes through and she's like, oh, some guy called me grade A top choice meat. And Adam Sandler's like, holy shit, that's Glenn. Yeah. He looks through the curtain, he sees Glenn, or he sees Julia, and he's like, they're back there. Billy Idol gets straight to it. He's like, well, we're going to get you on there, my friend. We're going to sort this out, or whatever he says. So Robbie plays his song over the radio. It's all lovely and romantic and fantastic. Glenn then goes to try and stop the shenanigans. But luckily, Billy Idol and his big hefty mate are there. They stop him with the trolley.
How you doing, sir? Chicken or fish?
You better get out of my way, Billy. You're going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you talk to Billy Idol that way.
And it's just the best cameo ever for me, and that's my favourite one. Wow. What do you think of that one?
It is good. Yeah. But it's not wooden, it's definitely not wooden. It's a good, he plays it well, I think.
But it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah, I like it, yeah. It's a cameo rubbish.
Because he's a musician or a sports star, and that's kind of what I like. I think actors don't count.
Okay, well, the last point from me then, before we close this out, in your kind of weird thinking, cameo has to be rubbish.
Has to be wooden. A little bit.
Has to be from a non-actor.
In a way, yeah, I prefer it.
If there's anyone trying to cast a cameo, get Chris on it, because he ticks all those boxes.
I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go.
Take that. If you've got some favourite movie cameos you can think of, let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear about them. We are on all these social media channels. You can contact us on any of them, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And before you go, you're here on YouTube. Whack that subscribe button if you haven't already. Hit the bell, like it, share it with your friends and your family.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, innit? Who knows, one day we might be subscribed enough to make a shitty cameo in something. It would be lovely.
So there you go. Thank you very much. See ya.